AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. UPS outpaces a damaged freight cohort, but light volume keeps the recovery unproven. United Parcel Service closed at $112.5, almost exactly on ShareMaestro fair value, and 8.1% above its weekly trendline, while its industry remains under pressure. Research brief. UPS produced a 1.6% gain in the week to 10 July, taking its four-week move to 4.0% and its 12-week return to 7.5%. The stock is showing better price and relative strength evidence than the wider U.S. integrated freight and logistics group. But 0.8 times volume and an undecided expectancy read argue for a measured interpretation. Key points. 1. UPS closed at $112.5, 8.1% above the 104.0 trend line, and just 0.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $112.4. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with a 14-week streak, while activity pressure is positive at 0.57, but has not produced a fresh buy signal. 3. The stock's 4.0% four-week return contrasts with a U.S. integrated freight and logistics average of negative 11.4%, placing UPS fourth in the 28-stock industry group over that span. 4. Volume was 21.2 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average, and 0.7 times the 52-week average, so participation is still short of strong confirmation. 5. Risk remains balanced rather than one-sided, with 13-week volatility at 3.2%, below the 52-week reading of 4.6%, and a 29-23 positive to negative weekly split over the past year. Price action separates from weak freight peers. United Parcel Service ended the week of 10 July at $112.5, up 1.6% for the week, and 4.0% over 4 weeks. The move leaves the stock 8.1% above its 104.0 weekly trend line, and just 0.1% above ShareMaestro fair value at $112.4, which makes the current location more a fair value test than a deep discount recovery. The close sits at 84.7% of the 52-week range, with the stock still 5.2% below its $118.7 high, and well above the $78.13 low. Sector read is constructive, industry read is fractured. The broader U.S. industrial sector was soft on the week, averaging a negative 1.5% return, while UPS gained 1.6%. Sector breadth is mixed but supportive enough, with 56.0% of names in active weekly trends and 70.0% showing positive activity pressure, though only 48.0% carry positive relative strength. UPS ranks in the 73.7 percentile among 643 U.S. industrial stocks on the weekly peer screen. Freight context makes the relative move more meaningful. The stronger contrast is inside U.S. integrated freight and logistics. The industry averaged negative 0.7% for the week, negative 11.4% over 4 weeks, and negative 12.9% over 12 weeks, while UPS posted positive returns across all three windows, 1.6%, 4.0%, and 7.5%. Within the 28-stock industry group, UPS ranks fourth over 4 weeks and sits in the 88.9 percentile on the group rank measure. The caveat is breadth. Only 32.1% of the industry has active weekly trend signals, and only 39.3% has positive relative strength. Even though activity pressure breadth is better at 60.7%, momentum is intact, confirmation is still ordinary. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read with a composite score of 66. The trend backdrop is active, and the streak has reached 14 weeks, supported by positive activity pressure at 0.57, and a positive relative strength reading of 5.16. The expectancy state is still undecided at 47.72%, and the signal panel shows no fresh buy from activity pressure, so the move has trend support, but not full confirmation. Volume and risk keep the next test important. Participation is the main restraint. UPS traded 21.2 million shares in the latest week, below the 26.7 million 13-week average and the 32.6 million 52-week average. That follows three positive weeks, including 3.1%, 2.3%, and 1.6% weekly gains. But the latest volume ratio of 0.8 times leaves the advance lighter than a high-conviction breakout profile. What to watch next? The 104.0 trend line remains the key weekly regime level if the stock gives back ground. On the upside, the 118.7 52-week high is the next visible reference. But the more immediate test is whether price can stay above fair value while activity pressure remains positive. A move accompanied by volume above 1.5 times average would change the participation profile. Failure to attract that volume would keep the recovery dependent on relative resilience rather than broad demand. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.